What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And continuing on with this insanity out there. China has said they are going to sign Iran's Iraq reactor deal Sunday. And basically, Chinese companies, Iranian and Chinese companies, are signing this commercial contract to redesign the Arak heavy water nuclear reactor in central Iran, and basically bring it up to date here and to keep it in compliance with the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, where Iran is allowed to have nuclear reactors as long as they are not producing bomb stuff. And Iran is saying, okay, we really don't want bombs anyway. Now, interestingly enough, out at The Hague, they have rejected Kiev's claims that Russia is supporting the breakaway republics in the east. Now, the lawsuit is far from being completed. It's going to take a long, long time. But the UN court said that Kiev was unable to prove that the Kremlin is sending weapons, soldiers, or money to Ukraine, and questioning whether the revolutionaries in the eastern Ukrainian republics really deserve to be called terrorists. Of course, in this day and age, everybody's being called a terrorist. Now, at this point, we should be prepared for a dodge, because remember, Ukraine bought these old, junked-up Russian tanks a while ago. They were sold for their scrap metal value, and they're really not of use to Ukraine, because Ukraine doesn't use this model tank. They don't have parts, they don't have the support infrastructure, but they could be repainted in Soviet colors, because the Soviet Union is still using this model tank, and they could be planted somewhere inside Ukraine and then bombed and set fire to say, see, Russia's invading. And faking a Russian invasion of Ukraine right now would solve a lot of the New World Order's problems, because as I mentioned earlier in the show, it would terrorize the people of Europe into forgetting about all this Brexit and sovereignty and independence stuff, and we need a United States of Europe to deal with the evil Russian Empire. Interesting little story coming out of Investment Watch blog. The U.S. is now bombing Somalia. Any idea why? Well, they're on General Wesley Clark's list. It's their turn in the rotation. Now, a lot of people are very concerned. In an age where the people of the United States and a lot of countries have lost all faith, trust, and belief in their governments, how are they going to move forward on war? And so people are concerned about an upcoming exercise in New York called Gotham Shield 2017, which is a training exercise simulating a terrorist nuclear bomb on New York. And you need to remember that there were training exercises going on around all these other false flags. There was a training exercise in New York on 9/11. There was a training exercise going on during the Boston bombing. It's just the way they do these things. So a lot of people are very, very concerned that there might actually be a real nuclear detonation in the United States. And a little bit of a reminder that the Israeli embassy in New York City is a radiation hotspot. Now, this goes back to the Nuclear Emergency Search Team, or NEST. And it's their job, in the event of a runaway nuclear weapon or some kind of contamination, to find it. And in order to find it, they had to do, and still do on a regular basis, surveys of major urban areas with aircraft fitted out with very sensitive specialized radiation meters, and they're making what are called baseline maps. The radioactive sources that are known to be there and known to be benign, like isotopes kept in university research labs, radiotherapy machines in hospitals, and that sort of thing, all of which can show up on the equipment. And they need to know the already existing ones so that if there is an emergency, somebody has a nuclear bomb they brought into the United States of America, they can run a search for it, subtract out the known sites, and locate, as rapidly as possible, the bogus signature. So when they were first starting to do the baseline maps in New York City, they discovered that the Israeli embassy in New York City is putting out a lot of radiation. And the government of Israel will not comment on why that is the case, and they certainly will not allow anybody inside to inspect. So it's a big question mark. Now, you need to remember that Israel's first generation of nuclear weapons, uranium fission bombs, was created with weapons-grade uranium smuggled out of the United States to Israel. It was called the NUMEX scandal, where there was this nuclear fuel reprocessing company that somehow misplaced enough fissionable uranium to build six nuclear bombs. And it was a big stink, and it was all hushed up. And if you really think about it, it would have been very trivial for the smugglers to take the material for five nuclear weapons to Israel and leave some of it behind. Because once you have that weapons-grade material, building a bomb is easy. If you have any machining skills whatsoever, your basic, simple little boy uranium weapon is basically, it's a tube. And you have two subcritical masses of uranium at each end. You bang them together, it goes boom. There. Now you all know the secret of making a nuclear weapon. It's getting that weapons-grade material that is the tricky part. And we cannot rule out the possibility that Israel has kept some of that weapons-grade material that was swiped by NUMEC being stored at the New York embassy. And I feel sorry for the embassy staff for all the health problems they're probably dealing with. Plus, that whole Mino Air Force Base situation a few years back where a bomber took off with nuclear weapons on the wing pylons. They claimed it was simply transporting them. You don't transport weapons on the wing pylons. And something funny was going on there. But in all the confusion back and forth, one of those weapons was misplaced. They recovered five of them. Nobody knows where the sixth one went. And unfortunately, the crew of that aircraft all met with tragic fates shortly thereafter. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who served over a year as Reagan's Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Economic Policy, is saying that the United States government has become the world's most dangerous terrorist organization, and I cannot find any single reason to disagree with that. Because if you think about it, drone strikes into other countries are acts of terror. That's exactly why the Nazis were showering London with the V-1 buzz bomb, the world's first cruise missile, and the V-2 ballistic missile, the world's first ballistic missile, and the first man-made object to leave Earth's atmosphere. And they weren't all that accurate. They were getting in and around London, but they weren't able to strike specific military targets with it. It was just a campaign of terror to terrorize the British people into pressuring Winston Churchill to capitulate to Nazi demands. And it didn't work. It hardened those people's resolve to resist. And the same thing is going on in all these countries the U.S. has been drone striking. Because that's what the drone strikes are. They're acts of terror. Look at how reckless they are about designating targets. They're not really going after known terrorists. They've been hitting school teachers in classes. They've been hitting weddings. They've been hitting funerals. It's just random killing, and that is an act of terror. Now, David Steele is a 20-year Marine Corps intelligence officer. He's the second highest-ranking civilian in the U.S. Marine Corps intelligence. He's a former CIA clandestine services case officer. And he is out there saying every single terrorist attack in the United States was a false flag attack by our own government to scare us into supporting the war agenda. The exact same thing that the Nazis did at Gliwice. That was a false flag framed on Poland to launch that war. Another article coming out of TED.com, how this FBI strategy is actually creating U.S.-based terrorists. And they're pointing out how all of these domestic terrorists who are being arrested, they're all being entrapped and set up by the FBI. the FBI undercover informants go on out. They find somebody who's talking about how badly the rest of the world is being treated by the U.S. They buddy up to him, and they say, we got to do something about it. We'll get you the weapons. We'll get you the money. We'll get you all this stuff. And then they swoop in and arrest him for the headlines. And we're now coming to understand that the U.S. government has helped to create the three worst terror groups in the world. Remember the secret Pentagon report that said the U.S. created ISIS as a proxy to use against Syria's President Assad? The big stink that was hidden inside Hillary's deleted email. Well, they weren't even deleted. It actually came out in the official paperwork. The Obama administration, with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, was smuggling weapons out of Libya following the overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi and smuggling them into Syria to give to ISIS and al-Qaeda to use against Bashar al-Assad. Technically, that constitutes an act of treason. Treason is defined as giving aid and comfort to an enemy in time of war. We've all been told there's a war on terror. We've all been told ISIS and al-Qaeda are our enemy. So for Obama and Clinton to be giving weapons to these people, that's aid and comfort. That absolutely matches perfectly the legal definition of an act of treason against the United States of America. Another article out of Global Research. America created al-Qaeda and the ISIS terror group. If you can't find an enemy to scare your people into submission with, you go out and you manufacture one. Article coming out of Sputnik News. Trump administration's shift to more aggressive foreign policy is very dangerous. Yes, it is, especially when it is coupled with the very unpredictable nature of the current White House, where nobody's sure who's really in charge. Everybody sees the recklessness and impetuousness that decisions are being made. Everybody's on a hair trigger. Somebody, just in a moment of panic, not being sure where the boundaries are for the U.S. government, might start pushing buttons, turning little brass keys in the silos. Now, earlier we were talking about Paul Craig Roberts pointing out that Mike Pence is now acting like he's the president. Trump is still out there doing photo opportunities with prime ministers and traveling around the world and having a really good time. But Mike Pence is out there talking about war and we're going to go to war. And he's taking center stage, and that's something vice presidents traditionally do not do. We know that Dick Cheney was driving a lot of George W. Bush's policies for him. But Dick Cheney played the role of being a very quiet, in the shadows vice president and let George Bush go on out and mouth the appropriate words. Pence isn't even bothering with that. He's out there on the verge of basically declaring war all on his own. And now we have this other story coming out of Free Beacon that says Jared Kushner is now micromanaging the National Security Council, basically asserting his authority to direct the NSC, even though that is technically the prerogative of the president. So we're looking at a White House that is being run by the senior staff, and President Trump has just been isolated. And as I said, when we started to see this policy reversal, I think the deep state has gone to President Trump and said, "There, the war agenda is moving forward. There is not a thing that you can do to stop it. Your only choice is, are you going to continue being the president or not? Because if you're not on board with our war agenda, you will be removed somehow." And we have lots of very creative ways to do that. Very scary, scary times. Oliver Stone, who's a fine director, and one of my regrets out of my own career in Hollywood is I never got to work with a guy. And I really wanted to, especially after JFK came out. I really wanted to work with him. But he's out there, and basically he's excoriating Trump, saying that Trump has taken the handcuffs off of the war machine and turned it over to glorified generals. In other words, Stoner's responding to this report that Trump is just letting the Pentagon decide its attacks for itself now. We really may have a government where there is no one individual or entity in charge. It's just all these different rogue outfits, turf fighting with each other, carrying out their own agendas. And by the way, that too was a symptom in the Soviet Union just before it fell apart. Another article from Paul Craig Roberts. What if we don't really govern ourselves? What if our belief in self-government is belief in a myth? And that actually does seem to be what's going on here. Now, I've commented in the past about how the nation I was born into, I've watched it wither away and die, like a loved one who's dealing with a lingering fatal illness, and how tragic that can feel. Because when I was a kid, I loved the country I thought I lived in. But more and more, I'm coming to understand that that country that I was taught I lived in was already dead long before I was born. And we have been showing reverence for what is, for all intents and purposes, a ghost. The ghost of the nation that used to be here. Now we see before us, we have an oligarchy. An entrenched power block that will not surrender power, that believes in the use of phony elections to try and get us to believe that somehow or other we've all voted for how badly we are being treated. And it is a myth. That nation that's described in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, that's a nation I can be proud of and support, would support. The nation as it really is, the government as it really is, I can't be proud of it. I am appalled by it. I'm ashamed by it. And so should you be. Now, story coming out of the politicalinsider.com. Apparently, Democrats are still on the rampage because Empress Hillary was not crowned when they wanted it to. And apparently, Congressman Earl Blumenauer is introducing a bill that would empower former presidents and vice presidents of both parties in coordination with the sitting vice president to determine if the current president is fit for office. In other words, they're talking about modifying the 25th Amendment, which takes another amendment. I don't think they're going to get that through. But here's the danger of that. We're already hearing Obama complaining about how Trump is throwing away his legacy. Having a law like this, where a current president's continuance in the job is up to his predecessors, is going to create a system where once a policy is in place, there's no changing it. Trump comes on in and he says Obamacare isn't working, which it isn't, and this human-caused global warming thing is a fraud, and all of a sudden Obama and Clinton and who knows all else say, oh, well, he's obviously unfit for the office, and they kick him out to protect their private agendas. And we know that all of these policies are set up to make certain sectors of the elite richer. Obamacare was created to benefit the health insurance industry. Human-caused global warming was out there to make people rich with carbon trading and carbon credits. I'm afraid our system is hopelessly, irrevocably, irredeemably corrupt. And our only option right now is to just sit back, disconnect from the grid as much as possible, and wait for it to destroy itself the way the former Soviet Union did. Because to me, the parallels are obvious. The government of the United States of America is on that same track to decline and fall as the Soviet Union and indeed the Roman Empire itself. And frankly, I do not think it can happen soon enough. We're going to take a break for commercials and we will be right back. We'll be right back.
probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm looking at Fox News right now, and all of a sudden they're now saying Trump is saying that Iran is not living up to the nuclear deal. So there it is. We're about to have a war with Iran. These people are not going to be happy until they blow up the entire world, and then they're going to claim ownership of what little is left of it. Must have been reading their Milton. When Lucifer is cast into the pit, he says it's better to rule in hell than to serve in heaven. So they're going to turn our entire planet into a hell and say, it's all ours. Aren't we grand? What an advanced civilization we are. A little bit of news coming out of the White House. Apparently Trump just fired Deputy White House Chief of Staff Katie Walsh. And she was the Chief of Staff's main support there. So maybe Trump is starting to get ready to try and regain some of his authority, because at this point, it's obvious he's being bypassed. Whether it is Mike Pence out there talking war or Jared Kushner trying to run the National Security Council. All right, we're going to grab some phone calls. Al in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I hope you're well. I was doing a little reading today on war and the cost of war. It's In terms of purchasing power, parity, it's approaching $15 trillion a year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what a colossal waste of the global economy. And, you know, it's like you said, there's no end to sight as long as these psychopaths are calling the shots and they're becoming filthy rich over it.
Eisenhower tried to warn us. Eisenhower tried to warn us about the military-industrial complex. And what he didn't mention was that anytime you have any industry that acquires enough money, they become a complex of their own, whether it's the pharmaceutical industrial complex, the security industrial complex, and they're ripping this nation apart by simply pillaging and plundering all the wealth they can to the point where ordinary people can't function anymore.
Yeah, I doubt the average person really even understands the you know, the problems that exist concerning these sort of things, and nor do they care. I mean, I know a lot of people, they just don't even care. They really don't. They're just wrapped up inside their own little bubble. They have, you know, they really can't see beyond their own life, not even their children or anything else. I mean, where does this end?
next time you're at the supermarket checkout, look at what they put in those magazine stands. It's all gossip material and this is telling people this is what you should concern yourself with, the lifestyles of the rich and vapid. And you have to hunt down the main magazine rack to find anything with something substantive in it, like, you know, National Geographic or anything else. And to really find out what's going on in the world, you got to go out on the Internet.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, who cares, you know, if someone's getting liposuction on their tummy to stick the fat inside their butt, you know?
Yeah, I really don't care about that stuff, you know, it's pretty tacky. Anyway, Al, we're going to let you go and switch over to Sherry in Fredericksburg. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks, Mike. Two things. One, first of all, if Trump, now that he's made the unpopular choice he made, to me it'll take an act of bravery for him to do the right thing by us. He'll have to put his life on the line, perhaps, you know. And if he does, if they snuff him out because he's willing to say, no, I'm going to stand up to this, I'm going to do what the people want because this is what they expect and this is what I want to do, then I'll have to feel admiration for that. Because, you know, when you consider the Kennedys and then Perot, Ron Paul, and Bernie Sanders that were all forced out of position, they either force him out or they put him down. And if he's willing to be someone that's going to take that risk, then I have to admire that, number one. Number two, it's the thing about his tax returns. Now, anyone who's been in the market knows if you have a year where you do really do well and there aren't many losses and the future looks pretty bright for the stocks you have, nothing's really going bad.
Okay, Sherry, I'm going to have to put you on hold. I'm going to have to put you on hold because we get to do another commercial break. Do not hang up. I'm going to come right back to you. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Sherry in Fredericksburg, and we're talking about Donald Trump. And please continue where you were.
Okay, well, I just got finished saying that if it's what he gets, I've just finished saying what he gets. If it's an assassination, because he's put down, because he wants to do the right thing, I'm going to have admiration for that. And
okay, I'm going to have to.
But the second thing,
right, before we go into the second thing, the problem is being dead is kind of permanent. And especially if you don't really believe in that idea of an afterlife, that he's going to be up there on the clouds looking down at what happens afterwards, that's really asking him for, I think it's an unreasonable request. Okay, we have to understand that if somebody is threatened with death, not just to themselves but their family, I can understand if they go along and say, yeah, I don't want my family tortured to death or something
right.
like that. Now, that being said, the best thing that the American people could do is get together and simply send a message to the deep state that if anything suspicious does happen to Donald Trump, that will trigger the revolution. Okay, and that
yeah,
would kind of keep him
yeah.
safe.
It will. Either that or just pull away And make that push. Get offline. Get this. There's antennas you can get to pick up TV. There's just push away. Don't give them any. Don't feed the beast.
Obviously the internet is the lifeblood of the independent media and the truth movement. But definitely, people want to start pulling back from all of this stuff we're enforced to be dependent on, and that's why there's now a push to lock in the dependencies, mandatory vaccines, cashless society. They're mm-hmm. trying to slam the gate on the slave pens before any more of the slaves wake up and start saying, we've got a major, major issue here.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. There's going to be a tricky timing here, and I think he's going to pull through. Like I'm saying, for those like myself, I'm an Episcopalian. I like prayer. I think intercessory prayer works. Start praying now that if they do decide to do something to cause him harm, that you'll be praying for him. I'm going to be praying for him if I go to bed every night. And so just join me, those who have that belief system, that's a powerful energy out there. Okay, the other thing about his tax returns, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The way Wall Street works, the way the casino works, if you you can take losses every year to offset your gains, but if you with these big wheeler dealers, they've got this stock's kind of getting old hat, and this new stuff's coming in. There's a new revolution in tech and all this stuff. So they let go of old things that might be passe and might not have much movement on the stock exchange. And I will add, too, if they're in Washington and they see what laws are coming in, they can get a head start on kind of seeing which stocks are going to be hot. And I think they were caught out on that once. But anyway.
They're caught out on a lot. And, again, one of the big problems we have is that members of Congress get away with insider trading, and they've got
yes.
this key information. They actually, I think about a year and a half ago, tried to actually pass a law saying members of Congress could not use the information they learn being in Congress for their own personal investment. That, of course, got voted down completely. And even though insider trading is illegal for everybody, for some reason it is never enforced against the Congress.
Yeah, I know. Well, anyway, that's the way it goes. And if there's some year you can't take any losses because everything looks like it's on the upswing, you have to pay your taxes. Now, I think when Bush came in, he made those capital gains cheaper, which I was real happy about. But, and then I got out when I started getting scared. But anyway, here's the deal. There was, and here's a question, I don't know if we talked about it on this show or not, but there surfaced and by illegal means one of Trump's past tax returns. Do you have, and it showed that he had to pay millions that year, and
yeah,
so it kind of got buried.
Okay, Sherry, it wasn't brought up by legal means. Somebody leaked it. And that
illegal
is a crime
means.
In and of itself. And Rachel
yeah.
Maddow basically did a face plant because they were teasing all day, we've got his tax return, we've got his tax return. And it showed that he had paid his taxes. And I don't know why they're still making a stink about it. At this point, we've got more pressing things. And again, as I've said before, I am far more interested in seeing Hillary Clinton's deleted emails than I am Donald Trump's tax returns. At this point, I really don't care. He's a huge, huge disappointment, but let's deal with what's happening right now and not get tangled up with all of this stuff that's way back in time. Sherry, I'm going to let you go. We've got other callers waiting, and we're going to switch over here to Jack in North Dakota. Jack, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello there. I listen to your show all the time, but anyhow, this is going to sound really crazy, but I come across a website, and it's about cloning. You know, they can grow human body parts in cows, and they had that deal about dollar sheep and all this stuff. But they went mm-hmm. even much deeper than that, where they actually have cloned people, underground.
And well, at this point, it's illegal. They're starting to hedge up to that to make, designer babies, Roundup Ready babies from Monsanto and everything.
Does New World Order care about legal? That's my question to. But it's called DonaldMarshall.com, and this guy claims he is a clone, and he's trying to expose this stuff. But it's I got his information off of educateyourself.org.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks, boy, I don't have a computer, so I listened to on the phone, but...
Okay, well, Jack, a couple of things you need to understand. Dolly the Sheep was an amazing accomplishment for its day.
Yeah.
What you don't understand is that shortly after all the news cameras had gone away, Dolly got very sick and died. The cloning process is deeply, deeply flawed. The other issue is that when you clone a human being, you can clone their body and their genetic predisposition. You cannot clone their memories. What you get is
a brand. They got a patent actually on that, where they can transfer the memory. Also,
I seriously doubt that. I seriously doubt. Jack, listen to me. I seriously doubt that, because how our brains store information varies from individual to individual to individual. Okay, and that's why that part, I have to say, that's likely a little bit of a fantasy. So thank you very much for the phone call.
We're going to let you please.
No, I'm not. I've already told you what my response to this story is, okay?
Marshall.com. Just a glance at it, please.
Hang on a second. I got to send a message to my control room. Okay? All right. Now then, getting on back to the real world. As you know, one of the things Donald Trump did that I most assuredly agree with is he's trying to do a crackdown on abuse of children, especially sexual abuse. And apparently, they bagged a top army general. So this Major General James Grazioplin has been arrested and charged with multiple counts of child rape. This according to a story out of thelastgreatstand.com. And again, I am just stunned. First of all, that anybody would behave this way toward a child. Second of all, that people in positions of power and authority, where they are public personas, they're in the public eye, why they would do something like that, and why anybody in a position of command would engage in this behavior, knowing there is a risk of detection followed by blackmail. And again, there is that other question. Was this guy on prescription antidepressants? Because I suspect there's probably a strong correlation between these medications and what most Americans would consider this aberrant behavior. And we know there's a correlation with use of prescription antidepressants and acts of extreme violence, suicide, mass shootings. There's a... strong correlation we found between the increase in per capita consumption of prescription antidepressants and domestic violence, which doesn't make the headlines. I think we could almost see correlations with things like road rage, bar fights. These medications are not good for us. Now then, getting on over to the corporate media, you would think after all this time they would begin to realize that they need to be more clever with their lies, but they're just as reckless as they were before. And apparently, CNN and the New York Times basically picked up on an item that was in social media. You've been hearing how the corporate media is saying on social media, it's all fake news. It's now they're using it as a source. And somebody had done a comparison of the Super Bowl winner's visit to the White House in 2015 under Obama, and 2017 with Trump. And in the photo with Obama, you see the football players, and there are people up both the stairs on both sides. And on the photo with Trump, there's people behind him. The stairs are empty, and they were New York Times and CNN were saying, see, hardly anybody showed up. Nobody could be bothered. And that's not what the photos show. In 2015, Obama had the staffers going up both stairs to be in the photo op. And in 2017, there you can see them seated on the ground in front. It was just a change in seating arrangements. And even the New England Patriots are out there saying, you guys are being ridiculous. We all showed up. Now, a lot of people are wondering if MSNBC is going to fire Malcolm Nance for his call for ISIS to bomb the Trump building. And yes, I agree, that is over the line. That's very much over the line. And it's another reminder, corporate media is no longer about reporting the news. It's about pushing the propaganda. And an excellent example of that came out of Vanity Fair that ran an article claiming Russians are, quote, hopeless primitives from a medieval country. I seem to recall them getting a man into space before the United States of America. In fact, right now, Russia is the only country that can still launch humans into orbit. The United States can't anymore. But the corporate media is out there, demonize Russia, make dehumanize them. That's always an inevitable step toward a war. Dehumanize the enemy. Oh, they're primitives, they're brutes, they're gooks, they're slants, they're japs, they're krauts. That's what that mechanism is, to get people to stop seeing the enemy as other human beings. All right, let's grab a phone call. Ramsey in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, sir. How are you?
Doing well.
See, sir, I just want to ask you something. Earlier today, or yesterday, you talked about the UN and said that the United Nations should expel Israel from the UN organization. And I totally agree with you, sir. But the thing is, sir, the UN General Assembly and all these people, they can't do anything, because the thing is, if they do that, the Israel lobby or the Jewish lobby or the in the United States is gonna boycott those countries. So,
somebody's gonna have to do something, because at this point,
yeah.
Israel would love it if the United States and Russia were goaded into a mutually destructive nuclear war. Because that would leave Israel with their nuclear arsenal able to dominate the entire Middle East and by way of the oil revenues basically control the rest of the world. And then the Messiah would arrive, or some such nonsense.
Yeah, but see, sir, do you agree that the countries in the UN, they cannot expel Israel because Israel's influence with the United States would boycott those countries? Do you agree with that?
I think that's an overly simplistic analysis. Certainly, Israel's control over the U.S. Foreign policy is something to take into consideration. But you cannot rule out the likelihood that Israel has compromised the governments of those other countries as well, has got them infiltrated, is blackmailing them. And again, we're talking about the actions of Israel's government, not of Israel's people. But Israel's government plays real political hardball. And more than a few leaders have been caught by surprise at just how cutthroat they can be.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay? All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Now, getting on to the economic news, it's kind of economic, sociopolitical. Down in Venezuela, things are really desperate. There is no money. People are going hungry. People are rioting. And in this case, it's not a staged riot. It is everybody is just afraid. And they simply can't sit still anymore. They don't know where their next meal is coming from. And Venezuela has sort of upped the U.S. opposition by seizing a General Motors car plant. And General Motors, of course, is complaining. We're not exactly sure why Venezuela seized it. We're waiting for their side of the story. But General Motors is saying they're going to take all legal actions to defend its rights. But if they're in violation of Venezuelan law and Venezuela legally can seize the facility, maybe there's an unpaid tax, maybe there's an unpaid fee, maybe the GM executives got caught trying to bribe officials. We don't know the other side of the story. But things are definitely ramping up. Now, we are seeing, this is over in the Baltimore Post-Examiner, where Donald Trump is looking to dump Dodd-Frank. And apparently that has been a subject under discussion with many of these CEOs who are visiting the White House right now. And that would be a good thing. Unfortunately, looking at the way Trump just flip-flopped on Iran, where yesterday he was saying they were in compliance with the P5+1, And today, at least according to Fox News, Trump is saying Iran is in violation of the P5+1. So at this point, we can't take anything coming out of the White House at face value. It's basically changing with the breeze. But it would be nice if it were true. So what is Dodd-Frank? Well, again, you need to go back and understand that in the wake of the Depression of the 1930s, there was a law passed called Glass-Steagall. And what it did was throw a barrier between commercial depositor banks and investment firms in order to protect the depositors' money in the commercial banks. It's not being used for these high-risk ventures. And then when Citicorp and Travelers merged, it violated Glass-Steagall. And rather than enforce the law, they passed Dodd-Frank to say, yes, you can have single entities that are both depositor banks and high-risk investment houses. And that, in turn, led to the excesses of the 2000s. We'll be right back after these few words.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're talking about the Glass-Steagall law that was passed following the 30s Depression. And it was designed to protect depositor banks where your money is put into savings accounts or your checking account is to protect that money from the more unstable investment banking industry. Because the blurring of those institutions was one of the reasons so many people were hurt in the Depression of the 1930s. Because as the market started to get chaotic, these firms would start dipping into the customer's money, figuring that somehow it would all work out and they could put it back, and they weren't able to put it back. So when Citicorp and Travelers merged, it was a violation of Glass-Steagall. And rather than enforce the law, Congress passed Dodd-Frank, which was locally referred to as the Citigroup Relief Act. And that led to the abuses, which led to the mortgage-backed security meltdown. And I'd like to see Glass-Steagall reinstated, although at this point the damage has been done. It's not going to roll the economy to what it was like before Dodd-Frank. The damage is already done. Now then, let's take a phone call from Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, before I go back, you know, into that, what I read today about what a nuclear war would be, wasn't Glass-Steagall withdrawn under Slick Willie already back in before 2000?
Yeah, I think it was under his administration.
Yeah, and then Dodd-Frank came under after the 2008 crash. But what I want to
No, that is definitely not wrong. The Dodd-Frank preceded the mortgage-backed security meltdown.
Oh. All right. But what I wanted to say is, I read an article today on InfoWars website by a guy, I think he's a scientist at Los Alamos,
mm-hmm.
and he was describing what a nuclear war between the United States and Russia, even if it was just aimed at each other's nuclear silos, but it probably would get worse than that. He said he doubts that there'd be any survivors in the world. He said there'd be so much radiation and nuclear winter and all that maybe you might have some survivors in the southern hemisphere, but it's unlikely. So if Israel thinks that, you know, the United States and Russia would be great for them, first of all it would take is one bomb, and that would be it for Israel. Anyway, anybody who thinks it would be a good thing is absolutely stone-raving mad, because this is extremely dangerous. Another thing about Russia, too, which is amazing, I don't know if you brought that out or somebody else, they spend only like $48 billion on their whole defense budget. We spend like $600-something billion, and the Trump wants to even add more to it. And yet their military, I think, is at least the equal of ours, if not better.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to do a station identification. Mark, do not hang up, and I'm going to come on back and reply to some of the things that you said. We'll be right back.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results.
My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.